But the road conditions were so bad that she wasn't able to come. So, what's the talk about? The talk is about public internet spaces which are located in squatted houses, which are located in youth centers and stuff, and which try to be something like free. Then we had a congress in beginning of October in Zurich, where we all met and we were talking about this concept of free internet spaces and what should be our idea and what specific problems we have. After this, gender changes from Amsterdam should normally, they should have introduced themselves, but due to this road problem, Sarah didn't arrive, so I'm quite unhappy. And then we will give an outlook for next year. We have some congresses next year, and just to do announce what is on our agenda, maybe it's also on your agenda. So, I was introducing the public space internet cafes, and it's really a bit hard to describe what it is actually. Most people say, yeah, well, we are like this and that project, but it's really hard to describe what actually is going on there. So, for example, the ASCII, it's a squatted internet cafe in Amsterdam. I will show pictures afterwards. They are an international bunch of iconoclasts, geeks, tech terrorists, squatters, eco warriors, and anarchists. And what are these people doing with this public space internet cafes? So, first they deliver public internet access. This means that you can go into this shop or this cafe and you can check your email, you can go to a computer, and normally in our space it's for free. You don't have to pay for it, and you can just go in there anonymously. You don't have to be a member, and you can get the infrastructure of internet connection. Also, of course, you can get coffee there. So it's sometimes there was a FOKÜ public kitchen where you can eat. Of course, these free internet spaces also deliver courses, and normally they are also for free. For example, I did Linux courses, network courses, PGP courses, and I think in Amsterdam also were kind of layout courses and hardware courses and all such stuff. And what? Yeah, and for example, Loa Hacklab was doing...
Or even C programming or Perl programming, many different languages. This provides support for the people in order not to share just the structure, but even knowledges, and to create a small community which shares information in exchange of technology chances and stuff.
Yeah, and also in our public internet spaces, there are sometimes concerts. For example, I know from ASCII in Amsterdam that there are horrible jazz concerts, and all the artists, people come there on Sundays listening to this jazz music. For example, in Ego City in Zurich, we have mostly punk and hardcore concerts, and this is a nice integration also with this part. And also these public internet spaces deliver kind of infrastructure, what means... that they collect trash computers, reinstall them, upgrade them, and give them away, for example, for Indie Media or other projects which are related to the social movement somehow. Yeah, for social activism. And also they deliver a kind of infrastructure, for example, internet access for some things like Castor transport, and for example, what is very special in Amsterdam, they do a radio show once a week, which is on Friday in the evening between 6 and 7, And this radio is streamed through the net. And what is very nice that they stream on the net. And I think one pirate station in Amsterdam is broadcasting directly from the net all over Amsterdam. So what are the advantages and what are the really specific points about these internet cafes and why I'm here and why I have to promote this idea with this internet spaces? Of course, these internet spaces are uncommercial. For example, our place is in a squatted house, which we don't pay any rent, and it's quite quite good that we can really deliver free internet access. We had we have, for example, a wireless LAN connection to someone who is giving us a line and who thinks our project is good, and we are normally using no money at all. We use trash computers, old 486. And pencil machines, and which is quite okay. And we are also using old Sun Sparks, for example, from the university, which is really funny to reinstall them. And I think one of the most important points of these projects is the integration part. That really, this is a point where a lot of people come together. Normally, we have in squatted houses these indie media activists, left-wing political street fighters somehow. But now we have, with this integrational project, we also have the tech nerds in our space. And it's really very nice to have this this relation there. And for us, it's something like an everyday congress. We are not a meeting once a year to talk about the restructuring of our society. We really have this space open every day, and it's very, very nice to talk about such developments and to think about and to reflect about these things. And of course, I already mentioned the infrastructure is quite important for other projects. For example, Inimedia, the Castor Transport in Germany, for other things, just to support other social activists with technical knowledge to give infrastructure for layout and to push them a bit. And of course, there are much more points, and I think everything could happen there, what you want to do.
Just to provide an example of being infrastructure for indie media people or stuff, consider events like G8 without giving support, probably there would haven't been any indie media center in Genoa to show what was really happening, and it was really important and useful for us to be part of that project of Realize the Indie Media Center, even if not being really involved into indie media, but just to support them because we knew it was a good choice to give some free information about something that was in society. Not for once, not for information about computers or informatical stuff, but for social problems.
I think the next slide is it's introducing all the basic concept of these places. I already tried to mention this. So for our spaces, it's really the triangle of culture, politics, and information technology. So what do I mean? With culture, it's of course meant concerts, lectures, and readings of books. For example, what happened also what is happening every day in squatted houses. Of course, a squatted house is related in a social movement, and it's really a political thing. So we also have these, I already mentioned this left-wing street fighters people. And of course, we are also a lot of nerds who really hang behind the computer and are using computers, working in the IT business. And it's really, this is a point where everything comes together. So I also see a big relation between the three parts. And For example, what do I mean with this relation between these 3 points? And for example, I think culture and politics is also already integrated in squatted houses. You really have concerts, you have political discussions, you also have these political points which are influencing our culture, which is uncommercial, anti-copyright culture normally, and also the other way around, our culture is influencing the politics. For example, the relation between culture and information technology, it's for example, one big example is music today. It's really the MP3 business, I would say, is quite important, for example, for musicians to make their own CD, to distribute their music. And of course, if you think of, for example, indie media, which is really a mixed techie and political project, it's there's a big relation between politics and information technology also. So this is not good to see, but for example, we have also some dangers to our project, which is, for example, surveillance. It's very nice that, for example, this is a point where we can talk about these critical points, not to send encrypted email. We have the danger of copyright, for example, for music we play. And also we have repression, which means, for example, censorship and repression to our politics. And I think this is really a point which are the dangers for our kind of projects. And I think it's really also somehow a danger for such a congress like here, that that we really have, we, I think we really have to talk about these three dangers. So now to some examples of free internet spaces. And one of the first but not the first, I guess, important internet, free internet spaces is the ASCII in Amsterdam. It was a squatted house in the Herengracht, and I will show some pictures later on. And it was after the Next 5 Minutes Congress in Amsterdam that some people came together and said, yeah, well, we want to do something, we want to work with media, we need a space, we need a place to discuss and to do our stuff. Also here in Berlin, the LowTech was founded, I think, August of 99, and I think after long time there's now a really working project maybe, but they will introduce themselves here. Also the Pusky, and you see the word, the name already is somehow related to the ASCII. It was founded beginning of 2000, and since years the project www.lowtech.org, which is a redundant technology initiative of Sheffield, they opened a space in 2000 in Sheffield in England. And for example, for my personal point of view, the Ego City, which is a squatted house in Zurich, was squatted on the Karfreitag on the 13th of April this year. So there we have the space in Zurich now. And in on the 9th of November, the Cyberpipe, also such a cafe, opened in Ljubljana. And soon, and I'm quite happy to hear this, there will be a squatted place in Antwerp. I think this place is not squatted at all yet, but there will be a public space internet cafe also in Antwerp. And also Lua Hacklab was founded.
Well, we started in 99 in Milan. There are several e-clubs, that's the name we have chosen, in squats in Italy. There are, I think, 10 or 15 realities all over Italy, which cooperate in promoting free software and collaborating with squats in supporting indie media people and sharing knowledge about programming and stuff. In order to support the copyleft culture, even in different spaces, I mean, not just for software, but to extend this concept and this culture in even other fields, for example.
Yeah, there are some pictures of the spaces, and You can see the Herengracht in Amsterdam. It's Herengracht 243, I think it was. And maybe some one of the founders of this place is, or one of the squatters is here in the audience. No, it's not. He's not here. And yeah, everything came together at this place. There was this A2000 cable modem possibility, and someone of the house living in the second floor, I guess, he was ordering this A2000 line for Amsterdam. I think it was about 60 guilders. And the ground floor here was also squatted like the whole house. And then they collect some computers, put the computers inside there, had a connection to the internet, and then ASCII was opened with the official opening party in May 99. And in the beginning, I think this were mainly three people. And one was living in the house, and two other people were more these techie-style people. And, yeah, they came together, I think, on the next 5 Minutes Congress, which was in March 99 in Amsterdam also. And, yeah, it really developed very well. It was, in the beginning, I think there were 2 days open, and there was a big opening party, and After a month or so, there was really, it was open 7 days a week, and of course with coffee distribution, and of course they had no financial problems because everything was there, space, a cheap line, and it was very nice. Just to have a look inside, how such a project looks inside, now you can see the door from the other side, and of course old trash computers somewhere found on the street from some old company from companies, old computers, and of course there was space for flyers, and yeah, and also elderly people from the area came in and asked, yeah, well, I heard something about Linux, what is it actually? And it's a really a base project for normal people also. This is the logo actually, and Sarah, she didn't came at all, but she really wants to say, well, please enter this logo. Then just to give another view of a building, this is a Ubica in Utrecht, and it's also a squatted building. I think it's long-term squatted now, I have no idea, 10 years maybe. And it's really directly in the city center, which is a very nice place for such a space. And a lot of people just passing by, having a look inside. And I think there was a kind of exchange shop in the beginning, swap shop, Wegrewinkel or something. And inside this, when this finished, they were starting with also with trash computers, old C64. And with they were really, in the beginning, they were starting with a modem line. And it was really no fun to be there because everybody was sharing this line and it was very, very slow. But, of course, there was a nice bar and you also can talk there and just, such things. And also the LowTech was founded here in Berlin in 99, and I think someone from LowTech will give a great introduction to this project.
So, yeah, we're LowTech from Berlin. We're located in Friedrichshain here, 73 Grünberger Straße. And I guess Dr. Ego gave a pretty good overview of some of our goals. We share pretty much all of the same goals as ASCII or PUSCII. Who we are, we're a pretty eclectic mix of people, everybody from some people who live in the community around where we're located, people like people who are really good at electronics and homemade antennas and that sort of thing, to other people who have been with LowTech over the past 2 years, who have slowly who are now pretty much techie types, but 2 years ago when LowTech started, they really were just beginning with Unix and Linux and that sort of thing. So it just goes to show that through this idea of cooperative learning that people have come a long way. And that's really what what we do and what we like to do is sort of share knowledge with other people and sort of bring people out of the living room culture, out of the culture of doing all this hacking and all this cool stuff at home alone in the living room, and sort of bring people out and get people to work together on things. We also have every Friday, it's a women's only day. So I think it's from 3 o'clock in the afternoon until about 9 o'clock at night. We're open, but only for women, so women can sort of learn together in a sort of different space than what usually goes on. What we do, well, some of the obvious is, like the other spaces, collect, use computers, distribute them to various groups like Indie Media, a lot of refugee rights groups here in Germany. And what's really interesting about the concept is that through this idea of having a social space where people from many, many different backgrounds come together, it's interesting to see how people who work in the IT industry have sort of gotten hooked up with people like refugee rights groups and other activist groups. So it's really a space where a social mixing happens, which is really good. Other than that, I guess why do we do this? Why do we come together in the winter? Our space tends to be pretty cold because we have this Ofenheizung, a coal heating. Why do we do this? Why do we all come together and freeze for a while? I guess because it's fun. One of the important things for their space is to have fun and to play with computers and do all the sort of fun hacking stuff. And I guess one of the common things that binds us all together is this idea of free software being important for democracy and sort of offering resources to people to sort of move away from this McDonaldization of the computer industry and computer use. I mean, a lot of political activists out there use tools like Windows and that sort of thing. We're trying to teach people about security. We have a resource library there, for example. We have a lot of printed material and a lot of books that we lend out over cryptography, over PGP, over Unix. We also have a variety of workshops. We have a shell workshop, for example. And that's one of the things that we believe is that people don't have to be inclined. I think we really think that everybody can, for example, use a Unix shell, and that's why we offer these beginner shell workshops, and that's worked out really well in the past. Photoshop workshops, page layout workshops, PGP workshops, etc., HTML. Some examples of stuff we've done in the past is support for Indie Media and the Indie Media Center in Gorleben for the Castor Transport. And I guess, yeah, the space, I don't know, that's a picture of low-tech there. Our space is pretty small, as you can see, but the house, I believe, was formerly squatted, but that was before we came there. And our rent is fortunately pretty cheap. And in the past, we had a ISDN flat rate connection, but the telecom, for some reason, canceled our contract because they don't offer that service anymore. And unfortunately, in that area of Berlin, TDSL, DSL is not available. So we've now sort of built some wireless antennas, and our connection now comes from somewhere further north, about 3/4 of a kilometer away. And that was a fun project where a lot of people got involved. People who built the antennas were actually don't really have a lot of knowledge about TCP/IP or networking, so they learned sort of through that. And that's another good example of something that we do. And I guess the last thing I'd like to say is support. We could use more people, people to come and people to help out as well. And that means not only technical people, but you know, people who do graphics and that sort of thing. I think it's just all about having fun and learning, and I guess that's about it.
Yeah, I also have to say, which space in society has so many influences with so high educated people, and it's really a good integration of really different skills. Just short to the next slide with a project in Zurich. This is the Ego City in Zurich. Looks like a common squatted house. And it was squatted in April. And in the first floor we have, in the ground floor there's a concert hall and we have parties there. And it's really very nice. It's really funny. It's Badener Straße 97. And this is inside the space, in the first floor. We have a great space, it's really big, and we don't have to pay for it, which is also very nice. And you can see that we were selling T-shirts, for example, and of course there were computers here, the sun, for example, and artists were making some things, video recorders connected to LEDs and stuff, and just artist stuff. And another view into the space is this, for example, people hanging around, cables coming from the ceiling, and no wireless LAN, and just hanging around. And in this space, we had this congress, which was called Plug and Politics. This was the beginning of October, and the idea was really to meet other people who make similar projects, who make projects, uncommercial projects, projects in squatted places, really to get this kind of nerds integration into society. And we have really specific problems, and I will come to this. And quite a lot of people out of Europe were there. Actually, we were there from Zurich, of course. The Aski people came from Amsterdam. The Pusky people came from Utrecht and made a little nice C64 show. Or with Atari, I don't know. They were Atari nerds. The low-tech people, this redundant technology initiative from Sheffield came. Low-tech from Berlin came. OTSDG, I don't know if I was writing it right. It's so hard, this Italian thing. They came from Milano. The Cyberpipe, which opened in November, came from Ljubljana. The Monte Paradiso, which is normally a really hardcore crust punk style place from Pula, they came. They have no infrastructure at all, but they really want to start such a project and say, well, it's cool to have this in punk culture integrated. The MAMA, which is a quite, I think, a big project in Zagreb, they also came. And there was also a person from a squatted house in Dijon, from Maloka, and they also want to start such a project. Also, there were several private people, and I am sure that there were other projects which I don't have on the slide. So, just what was going on the Congress? We had 3 days, it was the weekend. The first day was really introduction, and we really focused on these 3 points of the triangle: culture, politics, and information technology. So we invited some people from Indie Media Switzerland. They didn't arrive, but we had a nice discussion. And there was an artist coming from Zurich, and he was talking about reproducing other art and copyright, and this was nice. Then we had an IT talk from a new economy nerd, unemployed nowadays, and he was annoyed, or he was fucked up with a new business. And on the second day, all the projects were introducing themselves. They really said, yeah, well, this is our place, what we are doing, what are our specific problems, and where do we focus in our project. On the third day, we had workshops with the following topics. And I think this is quite important to mention these workshops and these points, because for us, we really also need help in such projects. For example, there was the idea of making an anti-copyright CD-ROM. And one idea was to make a kind of audio CD-ROM with bands who say, well, we are uncopyrighted, you can distribute our music for free. Also, there was the idea of delivering free software, for example, like OpenOffice, like GIMP, like Mozilla, which are really new programs, and to deliver them in on different platforms for the people coming to the space and to take it home and to install it on their own computer. And also, there was a good project, a kind of bootable CD, and I think BomboCloud will introduce to this project, which is quite interesting.
Well, the idea was just to create an ISO image with a bootable CD with some of the software that some friend of ours produced, and in order to let it be proved by people and to provide some basic tools like Mozilla, like Gnumeric, like the basic tools you need on a desktop normally, in order to give, for example, to the indie media people the same environment each time they were moving from one place to another, in order to follow what was happening in that place or in that other one. And so there was this idea, and there is a site where you can check out the ISO. It's 45 megabytes to download. It's in dynabolic.dyna.org, and you will find it. And there is even the other side of this project that was, well, okay, we are providing an ISO image that could be useful on almost any PC we wish. We are trying to, if you want to join and help, it's better. And the other idea was, well, anyway, we are trying to create our own Linux distribution in a way, you know, with our instruments and stuff. So we have started a project which is under autistici.org/bolic1, in which we provide some basic scripts we have written in order to handle much easier the basic steps when you want to create your own distribution and stuff, and to play with Linux and know better the Unix, and start by making your own Linux. And that's what we think is good. And that's the idea of our CDs at the moment.
Of course, it was also quite important to get a kind of social network between the spaces. And for example, there was the plan, for example, to exchange exhibitions, to send around exhibitions in our spaces, and also to exchange knowledge and to exchange, for example, courses we give. And also there was this very important point, how to start a new project. And we really want to write a how to start your own free open internet access space. And this is quite important. And I think there are quite a lot of people, also I think there were people from Mannheim who say, yeah, well, we also want such a space where we want to discuss and stuff, and we don't actually know how to get hardware, how to get a connection, what distribution should we use. And I think we really want to discuss internally and give out this how-to. And also, there was a gender changer workshop, which unfortunately we don't introduce to this project now. But finally, it came out that our Friday is also a Women's Friday now in Ego City. And we really have the big, big, big problem of free mailers. A lot of people come in our spaces and ask, hey, I want an email address. And what the hell you say? Yeah, well, go to Hotmail, go to Yahoo, go to GMX. And I really say, well, all these servers really suck, and we really have the big problem that we need an uncommercial free mailer with web interface and all this stuff, and someone who really cares for such things. And it's really hard to give an answer to this question, hey, I need an email address. And we were really discussing how to solve this problem, and we didn't find any good solution for the people. Yeah, well, distribute it, have it on your own server in the space, but we were not going through. And for example, if there's someone who really wants to start a free mail service, good idea, come to us, talk to us, and we would love this.
Just for the how-to, will probably be appearing. Is the PNP site still up? Under the PNP site in the next couple of weeks, as a sort of FAQ kind of thing.
Yeah, now the big gender changes slide, it's really unfortunately, I can just say, okay, it's a group of girls who want to care for hardware and to do women's courses in these spaces, and unfortunately one of the gender changes is not here now, and I don't really feel so good to introduce this, but just to see the URL and just maybe you have a look there, then you can see who didn't came here. Okay, what about the next year? And I think there are three important meetings for us. One point is the /ETC. This is a girls' hack meeting, something like this. And also Sarah from Gender Changers should introduce this. And I think on the Gender Changers side there's a link to this project. I don't know. You have any more information?
About /ETC meeting? No. About EURAC meeting, I can tell you what is really happening in Italy since 4 years. Well, I've told you before, there are many hack labs in squats in which techie people meet squatters people, and it's 4 years that we are making happenings once a year. Some kind of hackers at large or this congress, but self-made with no sponsors in a squat, and we don't look for participating people as customers or something, but we want the people to create its own hack meeting by being all organizers, not just participants. And this is a good way to stay together for some days in squats and build lands and stuff, make spot seminaries or organized seminaries about anything. And this year, this way of meeting has become important even in Spain, for example, in which it's 2 years they are making the same, we were thinking that, well, probably it could be interesting to tell all the other people in Europe that could be a chance to meet and not to go just for 3 days in which you pay for the congress or something, but a free space in which you can share your knowledges, you can be an organizer and not participants. And we want to promote this EURAC meeting. There is a mailing list, is on autistici.org, mailman list, EURAC meeting, EURAC meeting. anyone can join the mailing list. It's open because in the mailing list, in the open mailing list, we want the people to organize the event before going in the place, then in the place to realize what they've been talking about for 1 year or something. And this is the basic idea. Probably at the moment in the list, the people is talking about going in Slovenia. Probably will be join the discussion in the mailing list, and we'll see what will happen.
I didn't understand whether the EURAC meeting is in several countries at once or whether it is in a different country every year first. And the second question is, I'm interested in the mailing list, but I didn't get the URL from you just telling it. It's too fast.
No,
and
coming.
It's coming. Okay.
Well, in fact, in the EC meeting was has been made in Italy and in Spain since years. But for one time, we wanted to say, okay, every year we make our national meeting and stuff, but let's try to make something that is international or trans-European. And so, in order to meet the people that normally goes to its own EC meeting or sometimes meets itself in hackers at large, but sees that it doesn't really fit with this culture and way of thinking of a meeting, of sharing knowledges, in order to make it different and to make it with all the people in Europe instead of being just in one nation. Just to
So we are still discussing this, and you have to have a look on the mailing list first. And at the end of the slides, there will be links, and you can see and you can notice them. And also, what is really the big difference, for example, to Hell, and what is also the difference to CCC Congress? All these things are really DIY, do-it-yourself stuff. It's really, there's no border between organizers and people who are there, actually. And this is also very nice for us. And, for example, also this Plug in Politics this year, this was really, yeah, a bunch of, I don't know, 50 people hanging around in the squad, talking about society, talking about computers. And it's really not only a kind of techie congress. For example, like Hull or like here, sometimes it really gets into the direction of a techie congress a bit. And it's really integrating. And also we have concerts and parties. It's really not this intellectual always talking style. And also maybe there will be a Plug in Politics next year. And of course we are, I think we will be evicted soon. So we are not sure where it will be will happen. So it's also DIY. If you feel free to organize a Plug in Politics Congress or whatever you like, and invite the people you want and invite the projects. So the last slide is with links, and of course we have this squadnet/PNP website, which was already mentioned. Then it was not so good to have it there. The egocity.net website is it's a home page of our house, of the house in Zurich. Then we have the projects ASCII, squadnet/ASCII, the ANSI, the space which will open in Antwerp soon, squadnet/ANSI, and also the MAMA in Zagreb has a homepage, MI2HR. And yeah, of course, the upcoming events you can see. This is the hack meeting of last year, and maybe there will be a link for next year. And also this gender changes there will give an outlook to this /ETC for this girls hack meeting. From my point, this was
one thing we forgot to mention is there's also a space in Norderstedt, not too far from Hamburg. I assume north of Hamburg. Some people are here. So if you live near Hamburg, you might want to talk to them. The space is called Inferno. Is there a URL? Okay, well, you might want to ask those people there about the URL later on. And the low-tech URL, once again, is lowtechsquadnet. That's it.
We really want to encourage you to come to us, to have a discussion, to get in contact, to open such spaces. And really, for me, the main point is really where in society you get such integration of skills. And this is, I don't really know any other place where you have these influences of culture, politics, and information technology. And so I really want to start, maybe there are people with questions, maybe there are people with suggestions, maybe people who are doing other spaces we don't have on our list yet. And yeah, come on, let's start a discussion. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, this, I think on the /PMP, squadnet/PMP site, it will be there, but I also can enter it somewhere. Wait just a second. So here we will also have the link of the mailing list of the Euro hack meeting. Just write it. Yeah, so for me it's quite important to get a discussion, to get some ideas what to do also in these spaces. And yeah. So, any reaction, any interaction? Okay. Thanks a lot. Then we will finish with this last URL. And German keyboards are not so nice for Italians.